Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.
Swanee working his way through people with flooded basements. Melissa came walking in here all cocky about her flooded basement. Like, let me tell you how flooded basements. Let me take you down into mine. Got like this 15-foot area. There's some kind of nondescript drain there. Stuff keeps flying up out of there. I don't know what it is.
That was pretty much it. But
water and debris and, parts of bodies that have been dumped in the Chicago River. That stuff just keeps coming up.
It was
312-233-1019. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Top three flooded basements. In at number three, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Got yourself a flooded basement?
Oh, yeah. The backwater valve does not do its job. I've got about 3.5 inches of sewer water, regular rainwater, and then my entire backyard is flooded. It's about 2 feet of water.
Look at that. You call your basement flooded, Melissa.
I know.
That ain't no flood. Look at Brian.
I know, and I feel so bad for you.
He's got a basement full of sewage.
God.
Oh, that's the worst.
Wow.
That is
the worst.
That's disgusting.
It's pretty aromatic, isn't it, Brian?
Oh, yeah, it's lovely.
Good time.
Good times.
Hang in there, pal. Hang in there.
Yuck.
In at number two, you want a flooded basement. Go over to Gina's house. Tell them, Gina.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm still awake, by the way, from last night. I haven't gone to bed yet.
Right.
I have two basements, and the front basement backed up with sewage water. But I didn't know that because I was in the back yard shoveling buckets of water with my son because the water was pouring in from our driveway into the window wells in our back basement.
There you go.
What?
Window in the front and sewage in the back.
That is crazy. I'm so sorry.
And all you can do is laugh about it. You got a flooded basement. Yeah, I'm flooded. That drive me in Gina's house. And then finally, in at number one, Teresa, if we go over to your parents, how much water are we going to see downstairs?
About 4 feet of water pulled up in every single window well that you can imagine. And it just poured in through there, and then they have 4 cracks in their foundation.
Holy moly. Bring in the bulldozer.
That hurts.
Yeah, just
what
sell
do you
it.
Even do?
Yeah.
How
right.
do you fix that?
Right.
Oh, you cry.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no.
Don't make more water, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. 4 feet of water in the basement. Wow.
I would almost drown.
Wow. What's their plan?
We just started pumping with a second sump pump, an extra sump pump that we had on hand from, replacement.
Right.
And started pumping out to other areas that weren't as flooded and get everything up the stairs as possible.
I thought it might be your Uncle Jerry down there with a bucket.
Whatever works.
Throwing it out the window.
Make himself useful.
4 feet of water in the basement. You flooded your basement. Melissa.
I know.
People are predicting things that will be less popular after quarantine.
Oh.
Okay.
Or if not less popular, at least more a part of modern day society. Like people's newfound appreciation for retail and food service workers, many are predicting that will stick around.
Oh, good.
This has changed the culture of how we approach that. Anyone who goes on a cruise ship after this will be considered a true rebel.
Right?
Although we did the story last week that one of the cruise lines, I can't remember which one, said that their bookings are through the roof right now.
I think it was Carnival.
It was Carnival. Some people think business travel will take a hit. You believe that?
Because all the virtual, like the easiness of Zoom meetings and things, I think people will continue that rather than spend the money in some cases.
I will say short term, it will take a hit, and about 3 years from now, business travel will resume because there's still something to be said about that human touch.
I like what you did about Zoom.
I told you about my buddy who travels for a living. He's a business traveler, and one of their companies is in China. And this is an absolute true story. Mm-hmm. This is like 4 years ago. Things weren't going well with a deal they were putting together.
Mm-hmm.
And so they called him from China, his Chinese counterparts, and said, we need to have a meeting. He's like, all right, well, let's talk about it now. They're like, no, we need to have a meeting. You need to come here. We need to have a meeting about this right now. So he had to leave within a half an hour, go to the airport, flew to China.
What?
Went into the meeting. He said, I was in the meeting for 20 minutes. Just let him yell at me for 20 minutes at my face.
Mm-hmm. 20 minutes?
because they needed face-to-face. He's like, they just yelled at me for 20 minutes. The meeting was over. I left. I went back to the airport, and I flew home.
Yeah.
And did the deal go through?
There is a client, so they had an existing relationship. They just didn't like the way the deal was going.
Oh, my God. Just 20 minutes of
Lou,
venting.
Halfway around the world for a face-to-face 20-minute yelling.
Yeah.
Just FaceTime.
Yeah. I just wonder if it's like, do I have to go to Omaha tomorrow? Can't we just FaceTime?
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Others fear movie theaters might not come back out the other end. I don't believe that. There may be a day when we decide doomsday preppers were right all along.
I know. Well, they were the first ones with the canned food and maybe even paper goods.
Mm-hmm.
And then for
building
all,
bunkers
we're
and that kind
like,
of stuff.
Wait a second.
Could this crisis wean people off their sports obsession?
No.
Okay. Don't believe that. Gyms could be on the way out. Do you believe that?
No. Everybody's excited to get back to them.
Yeah. I'm not excited to get back to them.
But you don't work out.
Show of hands if who's excited. Show of hands in here. Who's excited to get back? There's one person.
Yeah.
All right. Some people think celebrities will finally stop preaching after this.
Why? They're still preaching.
That's part of their deal.
I don't think that's going to happen. Now, let me try a few of these.
All right.
Video conferencing won't go away, but some people think Zoom will. We'll be all Zoomed out.
Company Zoom as opposed to other video?
Well, yeah, they'll decide. I mean, look at our company. We've stopped Zooming.
I know, but I like Zoom more than whatever we're using.
Doesn't mean nobody's saying whether or not you like it. They're just saying whether or not it will be a functional part of business society.
I feel like we use Zoom almost like Xerox, or like the generic term for those kinds of meetings.
Well, the actual Zoom might be something people use to socialize, but I don't know if it'll make its way into the business world
from
a security standpoint.
Right.
We don't use it anymore.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Many people are hoping handshakes will go away. You think handshakes are going to disappear?
I'm so against that.
I think they will be. I think we'll, the elbow bump or one of those things is going to replace
it. There's no way. The same way, like a 20-minute meeting in China, you need that face to face. You need to know someone's handshake. It tells you so much about them.
Mm-hmm. Society evolves. What can
so
you
do
say?
You? So Whip, you're saying handshakes will go away?
I think that it's going to start where a lot of people are just not going to do them, and then slowly but surely, I don't know how long it'll take, but they'll. Yeah, I think so.
Melissa, do you think handshakes will go away?
No, I think they're eventually going to come back.
All right. It's going to be a while before habitual coughers don't get the side eye.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. I think that's like a new forever.
Yeah. I have a buddy who coughs all the time and always has.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And he always has to make that announcement around people. Listen, I'm a natural cougher.
Like clears
this is not. This is not correct. I cough all the time. So please don't be alarmed. And finally, at least we'll have an excuse for saying no when someone asks for a sip. Now we've got an excuse.
That's true. Now you're not just being rude.
Right. The whole sharing food thing, we can get past that finally.
Oh, God, that's funny.
I don't want to share food with you at all.
No more tapas restaurants.
312-233-1019. Let's go back to many are hoping handshakes will go away. Yes or no? Let's take a vote of 10 people. Yes or no? Will handshakes disappear after all this?
Hmm.
5 years from now, will we no longer be shaking hands? It will no longer be a cultural thing.
Okay.
Are we witnessing, are we in the midst of an evolution away from handshaking? Do you believe that or not believe that? 312-233-1019. Let's just get 10 votes and see what people think.
All right.
Handshakes, are they going away? Yes or no? Whip says yes, they will go away. Melissa says no, they won't. Violetta says no, they won't. What does John say? Hey, John.
Hey, I don't believe handshakes will go away. In the short run, yeah.
Okay.
But in the long run, no, you need the handshake. I believe, I think it was Violetta said that you can tell a lot of person about their handshake.
Now, how long do you think it'll be, John, before the handshake comes back? Before you can reach out and shake someone's hand and don't have in the back of your mind, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
1 year, 7 months.
1 year, seven months. I like the answer.
That's so specific.
I'm going to write that down because it's so specific. 19 months, John says. Exactly 19 months.
Okay.
Be on the lookout for that. You know, John, since you're so specific, let me throw this one at you. You ready?
Yeah.
Will the global pandemic kill the all-you-can-eat buffet? Is the all-you-can-eat buffet about to become a thing of the past? Or about 6 months from now, is it old country buffet? Welcome me back.
I hope it destroys it.
Really?
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Hey, right. Turning negative on us.
You don't want a big buffet full of Jell-O and salads, huh?
No, it's disgusting.
It is disgusting. New study says employees are actually working harder from home. Come on. Really? The average worker starts their day at 8:32, ends their workday at 5:38. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are the most productive. Friday's least productive, followed by today. Nobody's doing anything today. Most productive period is from 10:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. So what that tells me is, thankfully, it means you listen to the whole show and then you start work, which is perfect.
Yeah,
let's just keep that up. Let's keep that up. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who's been working from home this whole time? Jeannie?
Yes.
Hi, you've been working from home this entire time?
Yep, since March 18th.
Would you say, honestly, if you're being completely straightforward with us, are you working harder now that you're working from home, or do you work harder when you go to the office?
Harder at home.
At home. Definitely. You would agree with the study, then.
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's nonstop. It's not like someone comes in, they start talking to you, or you get up, you walk around. I'm in a one-bedroom apartment. I'm at my kitchen table, and I'm working nonstop.
Wow. So it does go back to the theory, like Violetta and Whip alluded to, Sheila isn't coming and whispering in your ear all the office gossip.
Exactly.
All right. Yes. Okay. So she's in accounting. Let's see what another accountant says. Angelica.
Hi.
Or Angelica. Sorry.
That's okay.
Did I just say Angelica?
That's so fancy.
Whatever. You were talking to me. I knew that. So.
I don't know. You know what it is? It's all that
hilarious.
All that booze from the weekend.
Exactly.
Angelica, are you working harder now that you're working from home or when you were at work?
When I'm working from home now, I'm working harder.
Harder from home.
Okay.
Now, you're also in accounting. Is it Sheila's fault for gossiping in your ear?
Not always. See, for me, I have the same amount of work. So at work, I have to stretch it out. So I mean, you know, busy all day. Mm-hmm. At home, knock it all out, you know, have some free time, get some fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you feel like you're more productive at home?
Yes, definitely.
That's interesting.
Okay.
I had no idea. All right. Hi there, Pam.
Yes.
You've been working from home this whole time?
I have.
Are you working harder from home, or do you do better when you're at work?
Much better and harder at home.
I am stunned and surprised and shocked.
Hmm.
Why?
Well, I suppose it's like, you know, when at work, if I have to go to a meeting, I have to get up and go to another room most of the time, right?
That sucks, yeah.
And I'm on meetings all, I mean, probably most of my day.
Right.
So I'm never leaving. I'm never leaving my room, my office, my mm-hmm. computer.
Right.
And so it's just, I'm multitasking. It's a lot easier to multitask when you're not leaving your desk. So, in fact, I work less. I worked yesterday for a few hours. So
this
concept
of going to another room for a meeting that you don't have to any longer. Pam, are you wearing pants?
I sure am.
You are. Because I see people aren't wearing pants anymore because they don't have to. That people just are walking around without pants on. There's no need to anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
So you are.
I am, absolutely.
All right, do you wear pants every day or do you occasionally go pants-free?
No, every day I put a pair of pants on.
Good job.
Right.
I think there's a lot of people that don't.
You're accomplishing a lot, then. No. If you're getting pants on, that's half the battle right there. Sylvia.
For long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad we finally got together after all these years. Are you working from home?
Oh, yes, for the last 2 months, and it seems like I'm working a lot more hours. I work for a food and ingredient manufacturing company, and I work in supply chain. So with all the changes due to COVID and our demand and trying to coordinate with plants and warehouses, it just seems it's never-ending.
So you're working harder.
Yes, and longer hours. With a 2-year-old at home, nonetheless.
Are you looking forward to going back into the office one day, or are you going to be perfectly fine if you could stay there forever?
As long as my son is in daycare, I'll be okay.
All right.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes, if you think about it, work is adult daycare. It gets us away.
It's true,
much like the kids.
Well, then
that's
you have a balance.
It's adult daycare.
Right.
Everybody's working harder. Who knew? Let's keep it going.
Okay.
I think we're on week 3 now.
Yeah,
supporting all
correct.
These great locally owned businesses, these locally owned restaurants, family owned in your community, the places you go with your family and hang out. And then the pandemic hit and you haven't had an opportunity in these These restaurants and these families are trying to grind through to get to the other side. They need your support. Today's the day to highlight one of them and encourage you to go get curbside delivery for lunch today. Our Mixed Road crew will be out to witness the whole thing and play music for you. Bring a whole energy to the experience. Take pictures, post videos. Let's get behind these local businesses, okay?
Sounds good.
Today, we go south again.
Mm-hmm.
Good folks down at Oak Lawn. To the Black Oak Tavern, 9630 South Pulaski in Oak Lawn. Say hello to the owner of the Black Oak Tavern, our good friend Michael. Hi, Michael. How are you today?
Very good, you stoppy?
Great. Thanks for getting up early and joining us. How are things at Black Oak?
Not bad. I mean, the neighborhood is, as you know, being down at Court and Cary is a very solid neighborhood, so they've been supporting us very well so far. Thank you.
That's great. Black Oak Tavern on South Pulaski in Oak Lawn. Now, Michael, explain to us, for those folks that haven't been to Black Oak, what they can expect for lunch today and what you'd recommend.
Well, we're well known for our burgers. The Black Oak Burger and the Black and Blue Burger are our main burgers that we have on there. We're also known for our chicken wings.
Oh.
We've got some of the best chicken wings on the south side. And then we have our award-winning poblano soup. It's poblano soup. It's cream of poblano. It's got a little tang of poblano at the end. But I'll tell you what, it's probably the best soup you're ever going to have.
Ooh. Wow.
Little zip, little finish to it. Is that what we're talking, Michael?
A little something there for Southsiders.
How the Southsiders like it. All right, so you got burgers. You got just about anything you could possibly want. How are things going with your staff down there? Are they maintaining a positive attitude during all this?
They really are. I mean, a lot of them, this is their full-time job. So, you know, it's been really hard on them. But with the community, you know, helping us out, they've been able to stay positive about this whole ordeal and hopefully get back sooner than later.
The Oak Lawn community getting behind you guys?
They really are. You know, we've been supporting them, Christ Hospital nurses, Oak Lawn police, McCarthy Ford mechanics. You know, we've been really trying to give back to the neighborhood. Just last night we had this company, a third-party company called BioSafe Fogging, to fog the restaurant, which will take out all carcinogens for COVID-19. So we are now CDC approved and EPA approved. So we are now ready for anything that comes forward. So we're trying to get ahead of everything for our customers. So when we open, we're ready for them.
Oh, that's awesome. That is
fantastic. You're on top
that's
of things.
Really thinking of things.
Yeah. We're trying.
Violetta always likes to check out the menu ahead of time and try to pick and choose what she's going to go with. Do you see anything?
Yeah, there's so many good options. The poutine is calling my name.
Oh, they got poutine.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the way you think.
I like poutine, that's for sure.
And
Michael,
those Baja fish tacos.
Oh, man,
do those look good.
All right,
I'll tell you what, you're not going to get a better fish taco than you are today.
Mixed Morning Mindbender trying to get a winner now on the biggest virtual date turnoff. According to a survey of over 1,300 singles, this was by 91% response the biggest virtual date turnoff. Melissa thinks it's that time she took her top off for Zoom Gym.
I did not, but
that
I have
not
a feeling.
It. That's that not is it. Not it. No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Really? That's welcome on Zoom dates.
The number one virtual date turnoff, according to the survey, is what, Janet?
Is breaking the lockdown rules.
Exactly right. Breaking the lockdown rule when the other person's like, oh, why don't we go out and meet somewhere? Now, you do that too quickly, though. You try to break the lockdown rule, and your Zoom date's like, listen, that's not what we're all about.
Yeah,
this is
on
a Zoom relationship we're in. We don't meet until the governor and the mayor say that we can in 2027. Then we'll meet.
Wow. Well,
also making the cut for the biggest virtual date turnoffs, a messy room comes in at number two.
Oh, yeah.
Messy room. Looking disheveled. At number three, you look like hell. Old t-shirt, stain on it, hair sideways. Mm. Being late for your Zoom date. It's bad.
Yeah, where else are you? Where else can you be?
Overusing emojis on your virtual date. I don't know how that works. Only talking about yourself. Does Zoom Gym do that?
No, not at all.
All right, that's good.
Mm-mm.
And not maintaining eye contact. Rounding out your downfalls
of the Zoom date. Do eye contact when you're looking at yourself.
That is true. You got to look at the camera.
Yeah.
We know that you look at yourself a lot.
Everybody looks at themselves in the corner more than the other person.
Some of us more so than others. Just for the heck of it, the next time you're on a Zoom, whether it's a meeting or a Zoom date, they say ask the person you're speaking with to stand up.
What? Are you kidding?
A survey of COVID-19 lockdown reveals 47% of people are not wearing pants during video calls.
Oh, I thought it was for some other. Okay.
You know how earlier I was talking to the woman who's loving working from home and all the Zoom dating, and I asked her if she's wearing pants, and she was caught off guard as to whether or not she was thinking about putting pants on today. But virtually half of people are not wearing pants. In fact, Blake Shelton joke that he's naked from the waist down most of the time while filming at home.
Sure, I believe that.
I saw that.
None of us need to see that.
He's been waiting for this day, I think, his whole life.
Hey, I'd like to see that.
I don't want to see that. Blake's little cowboy? No, thank you.
Oh, God.
And finally, more people have been opting to go nude during the quarantine than any other time.
Like, just by themselves?
Well, more on that coming up, Melissa.
Okay.
Well, more people have been opting to go nude during the quarantine than any other time in their life.
This is the sound of
Monday. Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Want to know who broke up?
No one.
Stuff to make you crack up?
Not really.
It's the weekend wrap up.
That's true.
Turn it up.
It's time for the weekend wrap up. Stories from this weekend and this morning. We would like to put them all together into one neatly wrapped package. Hence the wrap up. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we're talking about graduation and the different circumstances for the class of 2020 and what that's like. This teacher going out of his way to recognize the class of 2020 as a teacher has been running more than 50 miles to visit students outside their homes.
Yeah.
It's nice, right?
Mm, very.
Okay.
Bill McAllister, faculty member at Big Shanty Intermediate School in Georgia. Last taught class on March 16th before the coronavirus outbreak brought an early end to the in-person learning. He since has mapped out a route and is running 6 to 8 miles per day to offer encouragement to each and every one of his students.
Wow.
And you know, getting a good workout in while he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of heading off to college, 14-year-old genius is headed off to college. ABC says a brilliant 14-year-old from Sacramento has been admitted to 8 universities, including San Francisco State, UC Berkeley, CSU East Bay, University of Southern California, University of the Pacific, UC Davis, and Sacramento State.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Tierra Abraham graduated high school at the age of 13.
That's amazing.
And has been taking classes at a community college ever since. She plans to major in vocal performance and is a member of the High IQ Society, Mensa, mm-hmm. or as they wrote on here, Mensa.
With a Z?
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Like the big Z.
Like the big Z.
Yes.
So whoever wrote the article is not in.
Clearly.
Mensa. Did you hear Graceland's reopening?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Home of Elvis.
Wow.
Okay.
Graceland set to reopen after the shutdown due to the pandemic. It's going to reopen Thursday after it shut down tours and exhibits due to the outbreak. The tourist attraction in Memphis, Tennessee said Sunday that it has adjusted its tours and restaurant and retail operations since it closed in March. It annually attracts about 500,000 people.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to go there, see the jungle room.
Yeah, I haven't. When you go, will you tell me how it is?
Yeah.
Aldi is selling giant boxes of sangria for $10.
Yes,
you know
please.
Why? Because that's what Aldi does. That's right. Why.
Aldi's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
How big is a giant box? You know that?
Does it say how many bottles?
How many ounces
it is? It doesn't say. It just says
giant box. Giant box, huh? Okay.
Yeah. I'll test it out.
New Zealand's prime minister was turned away from a cafe, sticking to social distancing rules. They're not messing around in New Zealand.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Prime minister showed up and said, can I get a table? And they're like, no, but I'm the prime minister. So?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to
happen.
See
you later.
Did you see the pictures over the weekend of the park in New York City? I believe in Brooklyn, that had circles drawn on the ground, and you had to reserve a circle in the park in order to go to the park.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In order to maintain social distancing, and they had a helicopter view up above it. It looked like one of those big Connect Four games.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, I do.
Detroit priest goes viral for blessing churchgoers with a water gun. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Put the holy water in the water gun. And then had all the PPE on, he'd drive by and he'd squirt you with the holy water.
Yeah, I know.
Just like the Lord would want it.
That's amazing.
Viral photos of a priest using a squirt gun filled with holy water to bless churchgoers during the socially distant service are taking on a life of their own. 5 weeks ago during Holy Week, Father Tim said he wanted to find a safe way during the pandemic to continue the tradition of blessing Easter baskets. Hence, this is what he came up with.
Father Tim seems like a cool priest.
Joe Buck. You know Joe? The broadcaster?
Yeah, he's funny.
He's funny?
I think his seriousness is funny.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Joe Buck says networks considering fake noise, fake crowd noise during the NFL broadcast.
Yeah, heard about this.
Yeah, we need that.
Yeah, it'll make it more lifelike.
It's like when you watch Saturday Night Live, the final episode.
Oh, awkward.
It's just, without a crowd, it's just not the same.
Yeah, that's why it would help with the laugh tracks or something.
In some weird way, I watched, you know, they had live golf this weekend.
Yeah.
And I watched that, and you wouldn't believe it, but it's just not the same without people watching it.
The energy is different.
Yeah, it's just completely different. It's like watching your buddies walk down the fairway and play golf. It's weird.
Yeah, well, I'm not piggybacking.
It has no energy whatsoever. No energy.
Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to piggyback on the sex doll story from a minute ago, but I was watching a Korean baseball game where they had fake people in the stands.
Okay, let me stop you right there. I wouldn't have thought you were, but thanks for bringing up the...
Well, because we were talking about that a second ago, but in a different Korean sporting event with fake people in the stands, they just had the cardboard cutouts, but they also had fake crowd noise like we're talking about.
Did it help?
Well, it made it seem a little less weird, but it was still very weird.
Baseball's return to include ban on the messy tradition of spitting. Did you hear this? ESPN reporting that no more spitting.
This is crazy.
That's a baseball tradition, spitting everywhere.
Yeah. Well, and like their bubble gum and sunflower seeds, right?
Right. Well, and the and variety of other things, yeah.
That would also be banned under this. This thing is this plan is crazy. Like they can't, or they're discouraged from showering even at the ballpark and stuff like that.
Oh, that's
really
too?
Weird.
Which is good for the guy that's a little self-conscious around the other guys.
That's true. Maybe that's really the real motive.
Yeah.
They're also prohibiting high fives and fist bumps, and there will be no hugging.
Right.
That's a rule. No hugging in baseball.
Can they still do the butt smacks and things like that?
I don't think butt smacks are addressed.
No word on butt smacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that was addressed, and I don't think it was needed to be addressed
here.
And then finally, since we're talking baseball, and we were talking basketball, too, with The Last Dance and Michael Jordan and his shoes from the first championship, right?
The shoes that went over the weekend?
Right.
No, they were from way back, like in 1985, one of the first Air Jordans
that he ever
existed.
Wore.
Yeah.
But exactly. He wore them. They were game worn.
Game worn and autographed, and not the kind of shoe that was ever available to the public, exclusively made for him in his very early career.
And what did they sell for?
Like $567,000, something like that.
Unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't say who bought it.
I don't think. Usually, those kinds of things, it's an anonymous
John
buyer.
John Stevens bought them.
Maybe
anyway,
John Stevens.
In an update proving that Michael Jordan will always be remembered as a basketball player when his basketball shoes go for $500,000, they also sold a pair of signed baseball cleats that Michael Jordan wore during his foray into baseball.
Cool.
Those sold for $93.
Stop it.
No, is that right?
No, it's not.
I
would have bought those.
No, you guys will believe anything.
Oh, man.
Those sold for $93,000, which is a lot of money, but nowhere near what the basketball shoes sold for.
Absolutely.
The folks at Heritage Auction sold a pair of size 13.5 baseball cleats worn by his heiress when he played for the minor league affiliate Birmingham Barons. Total cost, $93,000 for Michael's baseball shoe. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.